Welcome to Social Work Insider Podcast. My name is Harleni Vasquez, a licensed social worker and social work career coach. This podcast is the go-to resource for my fellow social workers to become the best version of themselves. Each episode, I'm going to share different mindset, entrepreneur, and career tips for you to implement towards your professional development. Are you ready? Let's go. Enjoy. Welcome back, my fellow social workers, to the last episode of season two on Social Work Insider. And within this last episode, I'm going to be taking an opportunity to reflect on this past year. And of course, to thank you all for all of your support. You know, we've been from the beginning of my journey, you know, starting Your Evolve Mind in 2019. And now that my business is going to be hitting 3 years come this October, it is just like mind blowing to me. And, you know, within this episode, I'm also going to be sharing a little bit more on the road to becoming, on the road to becoming a better version of myself, on the road to becoming, you know, that version that truly loves herself, that continues to heal, and unapologetic being me and speaking my truth. Most of you all have been following for some time, and you all know my road and my path to healing and doing inner childhood work, you know, especially being a first-gen Latina, being raised by a single mother, you know, all of those things that continue to unfold. But within this past year, and it's just crazy, as I was, you know, getting ready to record this episode, I was doing a little bit of reflection of my past accomplishments in the past year, you know, even my realizations, and, you know, even putting all of my thoughts on paper. It really got me emotional, because of course, as a coach, I definitely have to ensure that I practice what I preach. But, you know, like sometimes you don't really give yourself that moment to just recognize your accomplishments, because, you know, coming from that hustle and grind mentality, you know, sometimes I don't give myself that moment to just breathe and to just, you know, really be grateful with the things that are going on in my life. And of course, by me saying this, I don't want you all to think like, oh my gosh, she's burned out, she's doing so much. No, y'all, you know, and my clients know that I set boundaries. I'm very strict on my schedule. I say no to things that don't serve me. I meant more along the lines of things within myself. And I think it's important for me to share with you all. And of course, the main focus of season two has been a lot of, you know, just sharing value for you all. But come season three next year, it's going to be more truthful, more raw episodes, you know, with myself and even my current and former clients who are willing to share their story. So make sure to stay, you know, tuned for that. But going back into the road of becoming, you know, I first want to start with really talking about me becoming the best version of myself. And I think obviously through healing, through setting boundaries, through being in therapy, it's something that is still a journey. But when I mean becoming the best version of myself, it's just a moment to recognize that, you know, I hold all the power, right? I hold the power to really create the success and the peace that I desire within myself. And it's something that, you know, I'm working on and I'm continuing to build. I mean, with the first thing being that I became a first-time homeowner at 29 years old this past June. And, you know, it's just hitting me, you know, especially that I'm hitting basically 2 months this week, you know, living in my home. I have never felt as much peace as I do now, knowing that, you know, especially that I also turned 30, you know, a couple of weeks ago. It's just kind of like that moment to kind of let my 20s go, in the sense that, like, I feel truly at peace because I don't feel pressure. I no longer feel pressure to feel the need to show up a certain way, to accomplish something a certain way, or hit a certain milestone. Because again, when it comes to the road of becoming, I'm becoming that better version of myself, is no longer living through the eyes of others, right? Like really doing things for me and doing things that I want to do. And when it comes to building that, you know, I'm building that pathway for generations to come. But I think it's also important for me to also remind myself and give myself grace that, you know, everything that I have worked so hard for is now unfolding right towards that peace that I have mentioned. Another thing as well that, you know, within this past year is really being recognized for all of my hard work. And not saying I need the validation of others to feel good, but shit, like I've been working hard and it's always good to kind of get those moments of recognition. It's more of like that reminder, like keep doing you, sis, like keep doing what you got to do. Like there's a community out there. And of course, this goes back to all of the love and support. Like you all have no idea. Every time I get a message on Instagram, I get an email, I get a, you know, DM on LinkedIn, just really, you know, sharing their gratitude for me, sharing my story, for me just being myself, for me just speaking up and really uplifting, you know, my community. Like I am just so grateful and I appreciate it. You all know, even though I won't respond right away, I do. And, you know, like I always say, I love voice notes. So that's something that I also wanted to share, you know, my gratitude and all of the love, because, you know, you all keep me, you know, moving forward. And I really appreciate you all sticking with me and continuing to stick with me to the very end. You know, when it comes to those moments of recognition, I mean, all of this has already been announced. But for those who don't know, I recently got recognized for, you know, the top 10 change makers within the mental health and wellness industry to follow in 2022. And of course, I'm going to also be receiving a huge award come this October. So stay tuned for that. And within that award, honestly, like, again, I'm getting emotional thinking about it, because it's just an award that, you know, has given me the ability to recognize, like I said, all of the hard work that I have been doing, and to be recognized, you know, as a thought leader in my industry is absolutely, that feeling is priceless. And, you know, this also goes back to, you know, other recognitions that I've received for those who have been part of my journey, you know, exactly what I'm talking about. But it's just like, y'all, like I am doing it, right? Like I am doing it and everything is finally clicking. And then of course, I mean, continuing to build my community on LinkedIn. I mean, up to date, I have about, you know, almost 20,000 followers. It's not about the followers. It's more along the lines of the community that I am building. So I wanted to also mention that. And I think also within this past year, being able to collaborate, you know, and obtain huge partnerships. I mean, come this fall, I'm working with 3 amazing schools of social work. And of course, I will be announcing it soon. But it's all about me being able to just provide support on another level, you know, besides doing one-on-one and group coaching, you know, moving on to student career coaching and workshop facilitation and creating content and just sharing, you know, more of my story to be able to make an impact on a larger scale is absolutely amazing. I mean, y'all, like I always say, 2022 is my year. Like it is my year. I am 30 and thriving. But, you know, when it comes to, again, that road to becoming, and the reason why I'm sharing this with you all is because if you're currently in a space right now, you know, whether you're trying to, you know, start a side hustle, you know, start a business, you know, start a new job, and things may not be going your way, like, don't give up. Things are going to get better. Of course, if you're in a toxic work environment, please get out. You know where to find me. You need to talk. But it's just coming from that place to also recognize that you are truly, truly in control to be, and you hold the power to create the success you desire, right? Like if you want to be a part of a community, you go out there and make it happen for yourself, right? If you want to be able to see, you know, achieve certain accomplishments, it's about going out there to make things happen for yourself, right? Especially within our industry, as I always say, there's so much noise, but only you have the power to either stay in that, you know, hole within all of that noise or just get out of it and build something for yourself. And again, when I say build something for yourself, I don't mean that you got to start a business. I mean about building those foundations for your life, whether it is obtaining, you know, a secure job, a stable job, or even again being part of a board, or just whatever it is. Again, you create the success you desire, because at the end of the day, only you hold that key to success. And I know it sounds a little bit cliche a little bit right now, but like, y'all, like, again, I've recognized that sometimes things are not easy. And that's the reason why I will continue to, you know, to share my story. And also with that being said, which I announced it in the last episode, is that y'all, come October 5th, I'm going to be a published author. You know, and coming from that place, it's not that I'm going to have like a whole book dedicated to me. I'm just going to have a chapter. I'm going to be a contributing author, one of the contributing authors to Latinx and Social Work Volume 2. But what I'm trying to say this is that if the high of emotions that I felt just sharing my story and writing that book and then announcing it to my parents and my family, like, if that experience was only because I wrote a chapter, I can only imagine if one day I write a book, like, holy moly. But, and even being able to recently reread what I wrote also got me emotional. Yeah, I saw, I'm a nervous wreck, but nervous wreck in the sense of like, so many good things are coming. And it's just a matter of like, this is life now. And it's also about, you know, not guilting myself, you know, not shaming myself that, you know, something bad is going to happen or like, this is too good to be true. But it's more of like just living my authentic self and just stepping into, like I said, the better version of myself that just gets things done, right? And just create the success that I desire. Like, this is who I am. And this is who I will continue to be. Is more of like stepping into that energy of just expecting things for myself just because, you know, I am badass. But I think it's also like just coming from that place, going back to the book, is that, you know, I really poured my heart and soul. And again, there's so much power in being able to put your thoughts on paper, but even more power in kind of, you know, putting a timeline of your entire life and kind of seeing like, you know, within this story, within this chapter, you'll be able to read more about my road to becoming, you know, my road to becoming where I am right now, you know, my path into social work, my path into entrepreneurship, and my path into loving myself, learning how to love myself and learning how to utilize my voice. That's something that you can definitely expect in volume 2. But yeah, I just wanted to express my gratitude. I just wanted to come here and end this episode with a bam, the last episode, to really share, you know, just my thoughts, you know, my feelings, you know, being vulnerable and just sharing. Again, I will continue to work on the path towards healing and towards just loving myself, because the moment that I'm able to do that, the better I'm able to show up for my clients. And my clients know this, you know, this is the reason why, you know, I attract the community that I do, because I'm always keeping it real. Because again, if by me sharing my story, if I'm able to help someone, you know, open up and share their own story, then it's all about elevating each other, uplifting one another. So yeah, thank you so much for just being a part of season 2. Please feel free to show love, you know, spread the word, because season 3 is going to come in hot in on January end of 2023. And like I said, more raw, authentic stories, you know, within my life is going to be coming, as well as stories from my clients and former clients. What you can expect from here until the new year, of course, my signature program, Social Work Graduate Academy, the group format is going to be launching the last round for this year, come late October, beginning of November. So make sure if you're currently a new or recent grad, you go ahead and sign up for the waitlist to get notified first. And of course, make sure to either follow me on LinkedIn, follow me on Instagram, to continue following, keeping up with my journey and just seeing so many amazing things that are going to continue to unfold within the rest of 2022. Let's go, Valante. I'll see you all soon.
Thank you for tuning in on this week's episode on the Social Work Insider. For more resources, feel free to check out my website, yourevolvedmind.com. That's all for now. Till next time.